This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Midterm election numbers continue to roll in. Republican Corey Mills is projected to win his congressional seat in Florida. He gives credit on Fox News to Governor Ron DeSantis for Republican unity throughout his campaign.
Governor DeSantis was really about making sure that the entire state won. He recognized me in many of his speeches, and so I think that you saw a real unity for the conservative red wave here in Florida.
Senator Warnock and Republican challenger Walker were locked in a tight race in Georgia this morning as election officials continue to count ballots. The question is whether either contender can win the contest outright or if they head into a December 6th runoff. New York Governor Kathy Hochul became the first woman elected to lead the Empire State after she defeated Republican Representative Lee Zeldin. John Fetterman wins the Pennsylvania Senate seat in a victory over Dr. Mehmet Oz. Control of Congress remains uncertain as of early Wednesday morning, with dozens of House contests still uncalled and five outstanding Senate races. What we know so far, J.D. Vance wins the Ohio Senate race over Democrat Representative Tim Ryan. Democrat Gavin Newsom wins his second term as California governor. Iowa GOP Senator Chuck Grassley wins re-election. GOP's Ted Budd wins North Carolina Senate seat in a close race. Democrat Josh Shapiro is the winner of the Pennsylvania governor's race. DeSantis and Abbott have won their gubernatorial fights in Florida and Texas, respectively. In other news, Tropical Storm Nicole will cross the Bahamas bound for Florida, strengthening over warm water as it goes. The storm is expected to become a hurricane by the time it reaches the Florida Atlantic coast late Wednesday or early Thursday. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Let's get some more midterm election results with Victoria Idoni. She reports from Washington.
A handful of elections until this point are making history. Republican Katie Britt is the first elected female senator from Alabama. Republican Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the first elected female governor of Arkansas. Same goes for Republican Leslie Rutledge, the first female lieutenant governor of Arkansas. In Florida, Maxwell Frost is a 25-year-old Democrat. He's going to be the first member of Gen Z in Congress. And Mark Wayne Mullen, a Republican from Oklahoma, is the first Native American senator from Oklahoma in more than 100 years. He's a member of the Cherokee Nation. Up in the Northeast, it's being projected that Democrat Maura Healey will become Massachusetts' first elected female governor. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
WNBA player Brittany Griner has been moved to a Russian forced labor camp months after the basketball player was arrested in Russia for taking drugs into the country. Griner's appeal of her 9-year sentence was denied by a Russian court last month. The first mission of many to build a base on the south pole of the moon has been delayed. The launch of the unmanned Artemis 1 has been delayed to November 16th due to the soon-to-be Hurricane Nicole off the South Florida coast. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Right now, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Ken Cuccinelli is with us, the national chair of the Election Transparency Initiative and former Virginia Attorney General. Hey, Ken, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I am better than America, but slight improvements in that area yesterday.
Well, that's what we have to do. We've got to take it one inch, one foot at a time, continue to stay focused on our mission. You know, Ken, no doubt the economy drove American voters to the polls for the midterms. You know, the reality of empty shelves and, you know, the threat of food shortages, of course, inflation that Democrats insisted. I mean, it's amazing how they've come up with this conclusion that they said that it was a global issue, that America was experiencing inflation just because of what was happening around the world, and not even putting it at the feet of the President of the United States, who clearly has single-handedly exacerbated inflation. So where is the disconnect here?
Well, that's a good question, and I think we're going to be addressing that for a while. It is shocking that the American people, in the face of, let's take the most obvious ones of them all, higher fuel first and second food prices, which, I mean, when I go into a restaurant or a grocery store or the fuel pump are shocking to me. Mm-hmm. And so they can't be missed. And they are clearly, as you point out, a direct result of this president's policies. You can't blame things going on in the rest of the world. The gas prices went up before Putin went into Ukraine, and the spending and the green agenda, so-called green agenda, which is so bad for our poor people, really for all of us, exactly, is directly attributable to the president. And I have to tell you, I'm very concerned at the red ripple yesterday, that it mm-hmm. wasn't a wave. I am concerned that there's a spiritual, a faith-based component. We've moved away from being a faithful nation for yours and my whole lifetimes, mm-hmm. and that's been a deliberative policy of the left, and they've succeeded in that. And on top of it, you know, we've got an education system that COVID really revealed what's been going on for 100 years about the indoctrination rather than the education of our children, and that's who's voting today.
Exactly.
And, in a divided nation, it's hard for me to attribute the outcome to usual real world political analysis. It's really, I think, these longer term trends mm-hmm. that are bearing fruit for the left in the form mm-hmm. of outcomes like yesterday.
Exactly. Well, it defies reason, Ken. As one said, how do you get 80% discontent rate across the country resulting in races so close? I mean, it just doesn't make reasonable sense. But what you said earlier, and people need to really hone in on this, is that, you know, even Ronald Reagan said, a nation that finds itself no longer under God is a nation gone under. And I believe that this is where America is finding itself and why we keep scratching our heads and going, of course it doesn't make sense. Because you have purposely,
in the Babylon?
How exactly.
Did you get here?
Right. Right. Well, we drove to bed. We got in the car. We took the lefts and the rights, and then we got here.
Yeah.
Right.
Too true.
So what are we going to do? I mean, you know, for the sake of our kids. I mean, meanwhile, our kids are being used as lab rats, you know, chemically castrated, told that, you know, by the drag queen story hour people that here's the new normal. All this insidious character imposition that is devastating to a nation that honored God once, you know, long ago, and that has been able to survive 246 years. But if we're going to survive another 246 years, well, we better get on track. And you have already got a strong majority of Americans saying that this country is on the wrong track. Well, what is the right track, and what do we need to do in order to get back on track, Ken?
Well, so let's look at where there was a counter outcome last night, not only wins, but swampingly so. And those mm-hmm. were in the Georgia and Florida governor's races. Florida
right.
was stunning.
Yes.
I mean, we all expected DeSantis to win. He was trampling Crist, but he won by 20 points
yes.
in a swing state. He won Miami-Dade County by 12%. I mean, and how did he do that? By performance and by not backing down. And Brian Kemp, to his credit, he was controversial, of course, in his run-ins with Trump. But remember, his first run-in with Trump was because he insisted on keeping Georgia open while Trump, my boss, and I was on the coronavirus task force appointed by the president, was implying or insisting that people shut things down. And Kemp was resisting that. So, and then he resisted the election narrative that the president wanted. But it's that resistance. He stood like a rock on the things he thought were right, whether you or I agreed with him on each and every one of them. And DeSantis did the same. But in addition to that, DeSantis has clearly made himself out to be the premier articulator of the freedom agenda for ordinary people in America. And
exactly.
he paid dividends last night. And by the way, did you notice how fast the votes were counted in Florida?
I was going to say, I'm glad you brought this up. Go ahead.
Counted by like 8 o'clock.
Exactly. Well, and these were things that Governor DeSantis had rectified years ago when he came in and he realized there was a problem with the system and who was the problem, got rid of her, and they've worked hard to make sure that there was voter integrity. This was also a contributing factor. I think the Democrats are hard-pressed to stuff the ballots like they've been able to do in other states. Yes, I said stuff the ballots because this is what they've been known for. This is, unfortunately, we have a party of voter fraud that are 10-degree black belts in how to affect voter fraud, and you know, and the rest of America is just kind of asleep at the wheel. But this is what happens, you know, just as you pointed out, whether it's Governor Kemp or whether it's DeSantis, Ken, this is what leadership does. This is what leadership looks like.
Yes.
And the rest of the country and the rest of these governors ought to take a close look at it to say, look at, I don't care if I disagree with you, but, you know, but give me a reason. I mean, stand your ground and your belief for what you believe in, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Explain it to me. Explain your position. Defend your position. Articulate your position, you know, et cetera. Have a good reason for it, not a political reason. I mentioned DeSantis. Let me take it a little farther because you alluded to some of the Florida history. DeSantis only won his 2018 race in a lousy year for Republicans by like 0.5% or 1%. It was a very small margin against a really terrible candidate. And it was that kind of year, but he won. And he said last night, look, many of you didn't vote for me 4 years ago, and I am grateful for your support. He was clearly, you know, he took their approval as a true badge of performance, and
exactly.
in a legitimate way, not a prideful way. And
right.
But look, DeSantis is the latest in a 20-year run.
Ken, gotta go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from Ken.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace. Place smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. It is an honor to have Ken Cuccinelli on with us. He's the national chair of the Election Transparency Initiative, former Virginia Attorney General. I've always maintained that Ken should have been the governor of Virginia. I know he probably flinches every time I bring that up, but that was my heart. I just thought that he was the best man for the job, and the Republican Party really didn't help him out. And I believe that that race could have been easily won had he gotten the needed support. And that's just my humble opinion, Ken. It will be until the day I die, just so you know, okay?
Well, you're very kind. Rush Limbaugh created a verb with my name on it, Cuccinelli'd. He referred to it as the yes. GOP with the money pulling out on you.
Yes. There's another term there, but we won't go there. We'll let that go. But anyway, yeah. We're talking about all the things and asking the same questions, you know, like, you know, what happened? What happened when you have such a large number of discontent voters staying with the status quo last night? What are the key takeaways, Ken, in your opinion, from last night?
Well, one is that the way Republicans expected to get leadership, expected to go into this and come out of it, was very vanilla. Yes, mm-hmm. they hit crime and inflation, and those were obvious, but they didn't say what they were going to do about it. And I believe one of the great positive lessons from Trump that if the Republican Party embraces, they'll become the majority party, and if they don't, they'll continue to stumble along. And that is truly legislating on behalf of working families and working men and women. And that's ordinary people. Not the corporate big bucks folks who they get a lot of money from, but regular folks, regular families. And that's things like kicking the door open on energy policy. It's stopping to subsidize. It's literally, and they can do this now with the majority in the House, stopping mm-hmm. the subsidies, the money flowing to green energy. Green energy is fine, but it needs to stand on its own 2 feet. Not be paid for by a bankrupt government. I saw in my Wall Street Journal this morning, the Japanese are stopping buying U.S. debt. Now that seems pretty boring to most people, but mm-hmm. one of the things that's happening that hasn't been talked about is how much harder it's getting for the U.S. government to borrow money. And that exactly. means that we're going to have to cut our spending, shockingly, down to mm-hmm. the money we take in, just like you and me. Because
exactly.
with the interest rates that are rising fast, as they've been artificially suppressed for so long, the government has to pay higher interest rates, too. And when your debt is $31 trillion, a 5% interest rate on that is over $1.5 trillion just of interest every
yes.
year. So that is a place the Republicans could come in and say, we're going to have a 10% across the board cut of everything, even the things we like, to mm-hmm. start moving in the direction of a balanced budget and no more printing money to relieve the pocketbooks and the inflation off the backs of ordinary Americans.
Ken, you bring up such a solid point here. You're exactly right. The Republicans took for granted the people's pain and that they somehow figured that they would figure out what the solution is. You know, like anything, people want the vision. They want to know. I mean, we're back to John Steinbeck's. Remember the play of Mice and Men? The constant refrain is, where are we going? Where are we going? You know, what are we going to be? Well, you know, we're going to have this home on a lake. And, you know, it was a constant reminder of the vision and where they were going, these two main characters in that play. And this is a consistent theme and need for the voter politic to say, okay, fine. Let's say you got my vote. What are you going to do with it? And you're exactly right. The Republicans missed a very academic, part of the solution here. And that is you've got to give people the solution. You've got to give them the dream, right? Ken, are you there? Did I lose you? Okay, let's call him back. Okay, we got disconnected here. So, you know, maybe because I shocked him, we're talking about Steinbeck's of Mice and Men or something. But Ken is exactly right on this, is that the Republicans failed to articulate the solution of what they and there was plenty of solutions here. But they could have congealed it in such a way to say, OK, here's the problem. Here's our solution. And even with this commitment to America that Leader McCarthy had come up with, minority leader had defined, we have been saying for months, where is that, you know, that as Newt Gingrich presented the contract for America, it was, you know, he laid out a plan earlier to the voters that was very, very successful. And Republicans keep looking at that and going, well, hey, look at, you know, if you've got something that's a winning proposition, why do you try to invent it or why do you ignore it? This is something the Republicans have ignored repeatedly over the years when they saw what happened with Newt Gingrich and that very successful Congress, because they had a plan. There were solutions that were laid out. And if you remember, this Commitment to America only came out, what, maybe about a month ago or something? I'm going, wait a minute. Why did you wait so long to articulate that? Because that was something that the American voter was longing to hear, you know, from the leadership. And I think as a result, this partly contributed, as Ken was saying, to stifling this red wave. It was disappointing. But like you said, there's some highlights, you know, what happened in Florida, certainly, with Governor DeSantis and all the victories there. I mean, amazing. Anna Paulina Luna, a friend, you know, she gets elected last night, which is huge. That's a new seat, you know, for the Republican Party there in Congress. So there are some bright spots there, and I think there's lots to take away, and it's going to be up to the leadership of the Republican Party to discern and to retool where they need to retool. And then we'll have to see, you know, what is the ultimate thing. This is, I guess we're having a problem with Ken's connection here and getting reconnected with him. But I specifically wanted to ask him, you know, about Trump. I mean, this Trump was his boss, and he knows Donald Trump very well. Is that, you know, has the time passed for Donald Trump? You know, has the angst and the association of, okay, all right, Ken, I was just bringing, we've got about 2.5 minutes left, and I was going to ask you specifically about, you know, Donald Trump. You know him well. You work for him. He's your boss. Yeah. Has the time come where Donald Trump could be a president emeritus, so to speak, that he would be one that would have influence, but not necessarily, I don't know if his ego can handle this, you know better, but, you know, considering the field of play right now, could he better serve America and the party in a different position?
Well, whether he could or not, that very clearly does not appear to be the path he's on. I will say this in the positive. He really changed the focus of the Republican Party. He got us back to trading policies that really are American first. Mm-hmm. He found a place in between the neocons and the Rand Pauls on foreign policy. And frankly, he got 3 Mideast peace agreements. My joke on Twitter was, how many peace agreements does Donald Trump need for a Nobel Prize? Answer, one more than he gets. And, you know, he was so focused on improving America's economy, and he succeeded in doing that in ways that helped ordinary people. Those legacies are what I would love to see continued and fanned by him. And surely he wants to pursue them again, but even if he wins the presidency again, he can only serve one term.
Right.
See what happens when you only serve one term. They undo everything you did.
Exactly. Well, and of course, you know, because of the force of that he draws and this American first idea, it's antithetical to the Beltway. And he's going to be dealing with the deep state. There's only so much he can do. As you know, Ken, that the bureaucracy has been grandfathered in such a way that all these moles and all these people that supported Barack Obama and Democratic policies are people that he'd have to work with again, right?
Well, and one more reason to use budget cutting.
Yes.
Shrink their power. Just shrink their power. I mean, a bigger government is not politically in the interest of first principles or conservatives.
Exactly.
And the founders knew that. The founders knew that. Mm. They believed debt was anathema. Now, I wish they'd put a balanced budget requirement in there, but I think they expected more wisdom than we have shown in the last few
years. You would think. Got to leave it there. Ken Cuccinelli, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
This report is sponsored by Janssen Pharmaceuticals, Incorporated under CP 308462 V1. The average out-of-pocket prescription cost for insured patients has risen in the U.S. in recent years, despite overall drug prices remaining stable or even declining. One reason patient out-of-pocket spending has grown is a change in how health insurance is designed and how pharmacy benefits are managed. When a patient reaches their maximum amount for medication coverage on their insurance plan, they may hit a coverage gap, causing out-of-pocket prescription costs to suddenly increase. Patients on blood thinner medication shouldn't have to worry about missing doses because of an insurance coverage gap. There is a potential option available to help keep their blood thinner treatment plan on track. Dr. Daniel Slott is a senior vice president at the American Pharmacists Association.
Insurance plans can be complex and confusing, but patients shouldn't have to compromise their health because they can't afford their medications. Your pharmacist can help you find programs designed to help you afford your medications.
To learn more about coverage gaps, visit feelingwhen.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Midterm election numbers continue to roll in. Republican Corey Mills is projected to win his congressional seat in Florida. He gives credit on Fox News to Governor Ron DeSantis for Republican unity throughout his campaign.
Governor DeSantis was really about making sure that the entire state won. He recognized me in many of his speeches, and so I think that you saw a real unity for the conservative red wave here in Florida.
What we know so far, J.D. Vance wins the Ohio Senate seat over Democrat Representative Tim Ryan. Democrat Gavin Newsom wins his second term as California governor. Iowa GOP Senator Chuck Grassley wins re-election. GOP's Ted Budd wins North Carolina Senate seat in a close race. Democrat Josh Shapiro is the winner of the Pennsylvania governor's race. Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott have gubernatorial wins in Florida and Texas, respectively. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check out BillMartinezShow.com. Well, one challenge during the holidays is keeping a clean house and kitchen. I think we all agree. Now, here with tips for reducing stress and cleaning up is none other than Chef Marcella Valladolid. She's here to give us all the great tips and to make sure that our house and kitchen are clean for the holidays and all that good stuff we can be proud of. Chef Valladolid is, you've seen her on shows like the Today, The View, and The Chew, and she is the one that is in the know, and thank God she's here to keep us out of trouble this holiday. Chef Marcella, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Excited to be here.
Hey, well, I'm excited to be talking to you because we can all, you know, get some and take advantage of hints of keeping a clean house this holiday. So what is the secret?
So here's the biggest secret, and I actually learned this in culinary school. The concept is clean as you go. There was a huge sign in the kitchen in culinary school that actually literally said clean as you go. And if you internalize this concept, Bill, if you're walking around the house picking up a sneaker or cleaning a plate or grabbing dirty seats, your life is going to be so much easier. It's about avoiding the buildup of clutter, because once it gets to that overwhelming stage, you're like, I don't want to do any of it. So that's why I'm sharing some of my favorite cleaning and laundry brands that are super popular in Mexico, which is where I'm from, so I'm super proud. Mm-hmm. And also now they're available all over the U.S., and they're very popular in the U.S. You've got Pinalen, Cloralen, and Ensueño. Love these guys.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, and I'm a firm believer in clean as you go. I some of the guys I play golf with, they look at me because I don't understand why they play with dirty golf clubs. You know, because I'll hit the ball and I wipe down my club after each use. So, you know, that concept of cleaning as you go is something that I'm very comfortable in utilizing while I play golf. And even when I'm cooking, I want to cook and clean at the same time so that I don't have a bunch of stuff to clean up afterwards, right?
Well, like, you're speaking my language. I always say I will not cook in the kitchen unless the kitchen is clean when I start. You playing with a dirty golf club is the equivalent of me cooking with, like, a dirty whisk. It's just kind of gross, and it makes you just kind of feel better when you're cooking in or entertaining in a clean space that smells good. That's why I love these products.
Yeah, I'm with you on it. How about sharing the recipe for making cleaning easy? How do we do that?
It's the simplest recipe. It's just like everything in cooking. Simple is better. The to-do list. Sit down, write it out. How are you going to tackle this? For me, it's always the kitchen first, then the dining room, and then I decide which of the kids' rooms go first, along with bathroom and living room. So one of my favorites for this is Good Island Multi-Purpose Cleaner Sprays, because they provide a confident clean with the power of bleach. Now, that's important. It de-cleans, it removes stains, and deodorizes with a fresh scent. I use it on countertops and everywhere. Plus, I have the Good Island wipes, and as a mom, like, I just follow my kids around the house with this stuff and just kind of clean up after them. You can use them for your golf clubs, probably, and make your life so much easier.
Probably. So even with the kids, you clean as they go, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, 100%.
Well, I'm with you. How about suggestions for cleaning those heavy traffic areas?
So one of those heavy traffic areas would definitely be the entryway of the home. That's where my kids come in after, you know, soccer practice or gymnastics, or Philip, my partner, comes home from work and leaves all his stuff kind of at the door. You find sneakers, soccer balls, the whole thing. It's also where your guests enter first when they're coming to your house over for, like, an event or for the holidays or Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever. So for those areas, I like the Nalin Fresh Pine Multi-Purpose Cleaner because it can be used on floors. You can put in a spray bottle, spot bottle for surface cleaning, spot cleaning, even for laundry. There are literally 180 proven uses for this product with 5 times more pine oil power. Like, this is what you want to get. Like, you want multi-purpose cleaners. Also, great little tip, Bill, if you add this product, a quarter cup of it, to the water in your fresh Christmas tree, it'll stay fresher longer, and you're going to get that pine oil scent. So that's a good little secret tip for you.
Well, good. Hey, you heard it first right here. We're talking with Chef Marcella Valladolid, and it is so cool to be talking to her about, keeping the house clean during the holidays. And, well, you know, it's just, there's no doubt. I mean, it's an ongoing challenge. I mean, it never rests. Chef, do they tease you? Does the family tease you for being a clean freak?
Absolutely. We'll literally be sitting at the dinner table and I'm cleaning while they're still eating. Like, I'm trying to make myself be better about that because I have no self-control this is a rule that I have when I'm either entertaining or it's a weeknight dinner with my family. I cannot sit down comfortably for dinner. I kid you not, Bill, if my kitchen is not cleaned beforehand. So I literally have a spotless kitchen before I sit down at my dining room table. Like, I cannot eat if I know that the kitchen is a mess. So, yeah, they definitely make fun of me.
Well, do you realize when they grow up and they have their own homes, how they're going to take this on? I mean, do you realize what you're doing? I mean, every one of their wives are going to be, they're going to be challenged. They're going to be compared to the standard that you have set, Marcella.
Listen, Bill, I'm okay if I'm establishing a core memory. That means you're going to clean up their space. Even with my teenager, like, a couple of days will go by, and he actually said this the other day because his room was gross, and then he cleaned it up. And then he came out, and he's like, oh, my God, that was so stress relieving. I'm like, yes, I have planted the seed. Like,
exactly.
He appreciates being calm and anxiety-free when his room is clean. So you know what? I'm good with that.
Well, you know, and what you just shared right there is so key. And I think most people people, you know, that can get out of their stubbornness for just a moment, they realize that things are nicer when things are in order and they're cleaned up. And it's not that big a deal. As you say, if you're cleaning as you go, you're going to save yourself a lot of time. And especially when you have guests over for the holidays, you're not going to have to be on the apologetic tour apologizing because your house is a mess because you were lazy and you just didn't want to clean up after yourself, right?
I'm with you, Bill. Like, I sometimes I'm more forgiving of, like, the bedrooms because they're not in, like, the eyesight of, like, the guests. But I make, like, a trip to the bathroom of the guest bathroom and on the way back, and at least I make sure those areas are spotless. And another really important point is, like, you have to teach your kids and your family to take care of their things, like, for instance, you know, I have a giant textile collection from all over Mexico, right? And you want to use a product that has color-saving protection, and this product, like, I can wash all of my linens from, like, all of my textiles that I've saved from generation to generation, and they keep it spotless, so my kids or my guests, every time they sit at the table, it's like they're sitting down to a brand new set of linens, and that's, like, so important to me.
Yeah, without a doubt. Don't you love the smell of freshness and clean, you know, whether it's sheets, clothing, or anything like that? I mean, that is just really special. I know my mother was very, that was an issue for her. She was a very proud Mexican woman that, you know, everything had to be clean and fresh.
Yes. I love that you said that because it's such a cultural thing. It's such a cultural thing. My mom was exactly the same way. I remember walking into our home in Mexico and the smell of fabric softener just being all over the house. So that's what my kids are getting with Ensueño. They're walking into that fresh bed and they will grow up with the smell of clean and kind of emulate and do that in their own homes.
See, we walked into the smell of clean and fresh tortillas hot off the grill. I mean, you know, I don't know how much better you can get than that. Let's talk about some other cleaning tips that you might recommend as we finish things up. We got about a minute left here, Marcella.
Okay, so for me, the right cleaner is all about the fresh smell that we were just talking about. And all of these products provide a long-lasting kind of proof of clean, which is what you just mentioned. Like, you literally are creating, like I mentioned, like those core memories when your family just gets used to the clean and fresh. Even Ensueño Liquid Fabric Softener provides 35 days of fragrance. So talk about long-lasting. You wash something, you don't have to worry about it for almost a month because it's just going to keep smelling fresh. And I love to use it to, you know, like I said, freshen tablecloths and napkins and even dish towels for the holidays. So it's just important to have these products that you are comfortable with, that are reliable, and that actually get the job done. I got lots of kids, I got a dog, and I got a cat. I have to keep my home, especially my kitchen, germ-free.
Well, we're going to keep it clean and smelling good this holiday. Thank you very much, Chef Marcella Valladolid. Marcella, remind everybody where they can go for more information as we wrap things up.
Absolutely, Bill. So you go to ensueño.us, binalen.com, or cloralen.com, and these are available at retailers nationwide, like Walmart, or you can even get them on Amazon.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Chosen, a global phenomenon, a multi-episode TV drama based on the life of Jesus, is launching the first two episodes of its highly anticipated third season in more than 2,000 movie theaters across the United States and in English-speaking territories on November the 18th. This will be a Fathom event. So the number of movie theaters is extraordinary for Fathom. Usually it's about maybe 800 to 1,000. So 2,000 movie theaters tells you just how popular this episode and this long-awaited third of the third season is for people, with more than 420 million episode views from around the world. Chosen is a fan-supported seven-season television series that creates an authentic and intimate picture of Jesus' life ministry, seen through the eyes of the people who knew him. Like our next guest, Brandon Potter joins us now, who plays the role of Quintus. Brandon, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Bill. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, this is so cool. I just so appreciate your work, all that you've been doing. I mean, you just have an incredible background, you know, from voiceovers to other film credits. And now here you are, the icing on the cake, so to speak, is as Quintus in The Chosen. What a journey for you.
It's been really, really incredible. You know, you never can tell where your career is going to go. And not in a million years would I ever thought that I would be on a project this big, that has had this much impact with people, and that I genuinely enjoy working on this much. I love showing up to set every day. It's just been a real gift, Bill.
Well, and that's what Dallas shared with me the last time we had a conversation, a little over a year ago, in Dallas, of all places. But he said that the chemistry amongst the cast is extraordinary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And I think some of that is largely because of everyone who shows up on set is invested in this project somehow. They're personally invested. The story means a lot to them. And I think that translates to everyone. I think that translates to the cast, you know, and all of us are so aware that this is such a rare opportunity, a rare project to be on, where everyone is happy to be there and knows that what we're up to is going to mean something to people. So there's this kind of amazing camaraderie that popped up really, really organically on this project that I'm not sure that I've ever seen pop up on any other project that I've worked on.
Well, people like to be a part of a winning team, and clearly this is extraordinary. Is right. I mean, you're going into the third winning season, I think we're talking about, Dallas was saying seven seasons that are anticipated, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Unbelievable. So here you are. You guys are hitting grand slams at every turn. You're changing. You're transforming lives from people who see this that talk to you, people that I hear about that talk on the show whenever we're promoting, you know, The Chosen. This is just absolutely extraordinary. And I find that the fact that you're able to transcend you know, maybe heretofore ecumenical boundaries where some churches say, well, this is a little bit too far for me, or this, you know, this is not the exact interpretation of the Bible as I would read it. You know, the humanity element of this series is so special that it's hard to deny because people are appreciating it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's that humanity that really speaks to the to the spirit of it.
Yes.
And and I think that's what, you know, allows us, there's a wide range of people who work on the show. There's a wide range of people who enjoy and watch the show. You know, I feel like you could even watch this secularly, just in terms of, you know, the writing is structured in a really, really technically proficient way. The characters want something from each other, and they fight each other to get it, you know, swaying each other's opinions or making their objectives happen some other way. I mean, that's just good writing. That's just good drama.
Yeah, exactly. And as you say, the way it's written is such a way that a secular audience, and we're hearing this too. I have to tell you, Brandon, that a secular audience finds this appealing because there's not a lot of quote unquote, we call churchies or Christianese. It's the gospel message, straightforward. You know,
but it's human, without, not saccharine. Yes. I think is the real difference. You know, is that it's not a whole lot of finger wagging.
It's
people sort of learning things in a human way with, you know, it's a little bit messy, you know, and there's sometimes pain involved. It's not all, you know, gumdrops and candy canes or whatever. This isn't just sugary sweet.
Exactly. Well, the theme of this season, season three, is come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Wow. This gives your character an opportunity to expand your role just a little bit, because you start adding some dimension in this season, don't you?
Yes. Well, you know, honestly, every character and every storyline that is currently going, it deepens a little bit. So, you know, there are consequences to following Christ now. There's going to be consequences. There's going to be darkness. But honestly, there's consequences for Quintus as well. You know, for all the followers that Christ gains, that makes his life a little bit more difficult. And not to mention, there are factions within the Roman government who want to deal with this in different ways than he would have. So in seasons one and two, he's been able to sort of exercise his will in any way he wants. And in season three, he doesn't really get to do that anymore. Mm. And I think that's a fascinating part of anyone's story to play. It's like, what do you do when your past tactics don't work? And it also sort of ratchets up the temperature for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, there's relevance. And what people are seeing is that, hey, we're looking at what was going on during the Roman Empire and the conflict that created with somebody that was the truth, that represented the truth, and how disturbing that was. And we see this in some cases happening in today's world.
That's true. I think there's a lot of, you know, you can always relate it to what's going on now. I mean, that's part of the beauty of a story like this, right? Is that, you know, it's timeless. Jesus is definitely a threat to the Roman Empire, to the way of thinking, to the status quo. And my character, Quintus, is 100% committed to keeping the status quo. And that is not something that Jesus cares so much about.
Right. But Quintus is transforming a little bit, though, from what I understand of this third season, to where you start to see that you're beginning to appreciate what Jesus represents, even though you're doing it through the eyes of, you know, the Roman Empire, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to give away anything that, you know, I don't want to.
Okay.
spoilers or anything like that. You should definitely go to the theaters on November 18th and watch it for yourself. But I honestly think Quintessence, you can see this in season two, so I'm not giving anything away. Mm-hmm. Even though he doesn't agree with him, even though he doesn't want him to continue to cause trouble, Quintus does, he does respect Jesus. He does. That, because Jesus has real human capital. He can be assertive without being aggressive, which is a real high wire act that Quintus appreciates, right? He appreciates that sort of like social skill, that kind of intelligence, that kind of human capital. So, yes, Quintus does respect Jesus, and I think that might make him fight harder because he won't underestimate him.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think that what I've experienced in my lifetime, Brandon, is that leaders respect leaders.
Yeah.
You know, we can get away from the personalities. Yeah, exactly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's so cool. And that's awesome that that is translated and people begin to appreciate. What do you want the audience to gain from your character?
You know, sometimes that changes. That, you know, right now, what I've been thinking about is that he's not all bad, right? His relationship with Matthew is sort of paternal. There's a little kernel of love there. He saw that analytical machinery in Matthew's brain and wanted to nurture it, you know, like a father, an older brother, mentor. And I think it's important for people in their personal lives to see that the people who give them trouble may not be all bad, right? There's something good in basically everyone, you know?
Yeah. Well, in the earlier seasons, I mean, you could see where Matthew was serving a need for Quintus. I mean, you had somebody pretty sharp and understood what to do. And so he could travel in areas that you could not, but be very effective in making your job easier.
Yeah, but I think it's more than just using him as a tool. You know, if it was just using him as a tool, I don't think Quintus would be so salty, you know, when Matthew leaves him. It would just be, okay, well, like, I'll find another tool. I think it's a little bit more profound than that. I think it's deeper than that. I think it actually is related to affection or love or friendship or a connection of some kind. Yeah.
You see, you're kind of giving us a little spoiler alert for Quintus here because we're starting to hear in our conversation some character development that could be a little bit of a surprise in season three, right?
Yes, maybe. Well, there will definitely be surprises in season three. It's going to be a great season. I'm going to try to stay away from any spoilers.
Okay. So what's been your favorite part of The Chosen?
There are really a lot. So sometimes I think that it's interacting with the fans, right? I get to hear that it means something to someone, you know, and that's great. And sometimes it's the work itself, showing up on set and getting to just sit and act with someone. I know that that sounds corny or dry, but so often when you're doing productions like this, especially big productions, you know, the scenes are short and it's focused on some sort of action, right? And with a lot of my work on this, I just get to sit and talk with people. There's a scene that I get to do with Jesus that's something like 6 or 7 minutes of just two people talking. And that's kind of rare in TV. It was a blast to work on, and I think it's a fun scene to watch. And I think about that a lot when I think about like high points in my sort of career and my creative process.
Well, The Chosen is set for November the 18th, the debut for season three internationally in over 2,000 cinemas is what they're reporting right now. And of course, I wouldn't be surprised if that number grows as we even get nearer to November the 18th. Brandon Potter, congratulations on season three. We just can't wait to jump right into the middle of it. And again, all the best to you. And thanks again for coming on.
Thanks so much, Bill. It was a pleasure talking to you.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.